Because what you were taught, what you were brainwashed with repeatedly from the time, how old were you when you started?
Three.
When the time you were three is more practice equals less failure. More practice equals less success. More practice equals better performances. And so we are in this mindset of saying, how do I avoid failure? And I avoid failure by playing it as written. And playing it as written was critical in 1820 because fidelity was the goal. These people were only going to hear the symphony once. Play it as written. That is what the composer earned, the privilege of having you play it as written. And in 1890, play it as written. And when they did the Rite of Spring, you better play it as written because this is a historic moment and that's what the composer needs. But today, a company called Naxos has virtually every symphony you'd ever want. And if you want it on CD, it's only $5. If you want it online, it's free. So the value component just fell away. The number of, you know, executions I need of a given symphony played as written is now zero. I don't need any more. If no one made another execution of a particular performance, no one would miss it.